Are in Siman Tafresh Memches if Yadalit says Mechaberim also Bo Chazazis Beinyan Shapasol Shuminumar. If a blemish comes up such that it's pasul or it is spotty, im kshakolfo chozer lamar ha'esrog, if when you peel it, it returns to looking like a regular esrog, kasher, so that's kasher lachsha niklef luchasar klum, as long as you peel it, and it's not missing anything. And the Mishnah Berurah says, this is kasher even lichatchila. So if tazav, nafal alav mayim betalash, if while it was detached from the tree, water fell on it, v'tafach, and it got larger, osarach, or it became a little spoiled, oshehu kavash b'chometz, or it was soaking in brine, oh, mevushal, or it's cooked, oh, menumor, or it's spotty, once again, pasul, all of those are going to be pasul. Mishnah Berurah says, this is even if it only sat in the chometz for a short amount of time, it's going to be a problem, or if it's added in water or another liquid or honey, that is also going to be considered like it is mavushal, and the menumer is pasul because it's not hadar again. Siv tesayin im hu shachor o lavan, if it's black or white, v'makom echad in one spot, posul berubo, it is pasul in the majority of the area, on the majority of the esrog. Bebezo gimel makomos, if it's black or white in two or three spots, dina kechazazis li pasul fil miyuto, then it has a satar kechazazis, the blemish that's going to be pasul even if it's on a portion of it. Sif yadayin. Makom sha esrogim shalahem kein shchoros ma'at ksherim. A place where the esrogim are a little bit black, that is kasher. Vim ha yishchorim biyoser, if it's super black, adam kushi, hariz a pasul b'chol makom, that's going to be pasul. Mishnah Berurah says that in a place where it's normally not black, even slightly black, so then it's going to be pasul in those places, even though it's kosher in the other places, because it's normal for them, and therefore, in those places, it remains hadar, since that's the normal color of the esrog. Yirches, a yirches ha'agul kekadar pasul. If it's round like a ball, it's pasul. Sef yates gadlo bidefus. If you grow the esrog in a mold of some sort, and now you make it into an entirely different shape than an esrog normally is, pasul. Aso, if you grow it in a mold, but in the regular shape of an esrog, kasher, even though you made some type of small ridges on it, it's still going to remain kasher. Sif chaf, hatiom, dahanish agadol beiz dvukim zebazah kasher. If two esrogim grow attached to each other, that is kasher. The Mishnah Berurah says, because that's how they were created, so they remain kasher. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Beis Yosef, who quotes a Smag, who says that it's possible, and therefore one should be machmer if possible. Sif chav aleph, hayarok, shedom ala asli hasadeh, if it's green like the grass, possible, elim kin chozer lamar ha'esrog, kishamash and also kasher. Unless, if you let it sit, it will return to the color of yellow, then it will be kasher. The reason if it's green, it is pasul, is because it's clear that it is not ripe yet.